Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Happy... No, not you then. Always them, Joe. Always them at the... But I've already said hello to you, haven't I? Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget to check me out on Drive today alongside a proper co-host, proper funny man. Gabby Abonhall will be joining me today. Yeah, well...
What about me?
Huh? You had to go yesterday. Didn't you? You had to go yesterday. Anyway,
mate.
We begin with the mahoosive night of Champions League quarter-final action on the TalkSport Network, with Dortmund up against Atletico Madrid and the European heavyweight clash between Barcelona and PSG.
PSG aren't heavyweights. They're not heavyweights.
They've got one of the best players, if not the best.
They're not heavyweights,
though,
are they?
What weight are they?
They're flyweight.
Oh, they're not flyweight.
All right, bantam. Okay.
Why do you want banter?
Okay, super middle.
Okay, super middleweight. Yeah, okay. All right. The heavyweight clash of Barcelona and the super waiters, PSG.
And the full-time whistle has gone, and Luis Enrique has returned to Barcelona, where he won the treble 9 years ago, and he has dumped his former club out of the Champions League on a dramatic night at the Olympic Stadium. Kylian Mbappe scored a hat-trick the last time PSG came to Barcelona. He's turned up again tonight and scored a brace to help see Paris Saint-Germain through. 4-1 on the night, 6-4 on aggregate.
Just absolutely crazy. Speechless. A crazy, frantic, end-to-end game, yet again littered with mistakes, moments of brilliance as well. Just an incredible, intriguing game of football. So, so unpredictable. Twists and turns, sending offs, goals, chances. No, I don't really know what to say about it. It's almost impossible to analyse this game. It's just two teams where we're used to out-and-out quality and control were just constantly frantic.
Dortmund were losing 2-1 after the first leg, but they won the second leg 4-2. They went 2-0 up at half-time. Goals from Julian Brandt and Ian Maatsen. But then a Mats Hummels own goal on 49 minutes and an Angel Correa equaliser on 64 made it 2-2 on the night. But then two wonderful Dortmund goals to send them through. First, Marcel Sabitzer cross from the left, headed home by Niklas Füllkrug, and 3 minutes later, Sabitzer picking up the pieces on the edge of the area before firing into the far bottom corner, a wonderful left-footed drive. Brilliant night in Germany for Dortmund. It will be PSG against Dortmund in the semi-final.
TalkSport Daily.
It's a massive night tonight. It's City and Arsenal both. Will you mind? I mean, honestly, mate, it's terrible from you. I'm trying to record here. Okay, so I said it's a massive night tonight. As City and Arsenal are both in action in the Champions League.
So I'm bursting, aren't I?
Second leg on TalkSport. Arsenal, they're locked. That's what they are. They're locked with Harry Kane's Bayern München.
Here's Arsenal's manager, Mikel Arteta, looking ahead to the...
Quite an endearing nickname for
him. I did, but I've been told off by management I can't call him that.
What
yeah.
Say?
I was told I can't call him anymore. No, they've bleaked out, so it's fine. I've got over that. Anyway, this is what Arteta said.
Emotion is needed in football. Is tweaking it, tweaking, and touching the right button in the right time for the team to be always stable, be hyped when it has to be hyped. And I think we did that really well in London because after scoring the first goal, we had a game that we had a big chance to score the second one. And then suddenly in 5-10 minutes, they are ahead. And we were really controlled, really mature, not to throw everything away in that moment, find our rhythm, our moment, score a really good goal, and the reaction of the team was straight away to try to score the third one. It would be unbelievable. If we make it happen tomorrow, we are in the semi-final, we'll be in a really high emotional state, with something that we haven't achieved as a club for the last 15 or 17 years, and that's the opportunity.
Man City manager Pep Guardiola has been speaking ahead of Man City's massive heavyweight clash.
Yeah, this is a heavyweight clash. Right?
Against Real Madrid. It's live on TalkSport 2 tonight.
Yeah, now, Pep was asked whether he believes Madrid are better this season than they were last year. This is his response, Stinks. Pin bet you look.
Okay.
Okay, maybe... I wouldn't have said I disagree with Bernardo, but I'm not completely agreeing either. So, last season, Madrid had a really, really good... different ones, but Benzema is... he moved all the positions, and Luka Modric was playing more minutes, but look at the... Modric, just the few minutes he played, was amazing in Bernabeu. So I think it's exceptional team. Last season, the previous one, this one, Madrid always has a good team. This is my feeling. I know when I said good things about Madrid, the people don't believe me in Madrid. When I said some jokes or whatever, the people always believe I am taking the... It's not about that. So when I was a football player, when I'm a manager, I always have a good opinion about the quality, the history of Real Madrid. Or have been that. What the people have to think about my comments is really, honestly, it's not my business.
TalkSport Daily.
And here's Brecky host. Brecky, is that the right word?
Brecky? It's like when people say footy, people get annoyed.
I don't like.
Why? But you come from an industry where everyone's name is IE or
yeah,
Y.
No, but footy, it sounds like it's Australian or something like that. It doesn't wash your mouth. Anyway, here's the breakfast host, Jeffy Stelling. We're around with Lee, the Man City fan, and whether or not the citizens are disrespected, Stinks.
I hate that nickname. Citizens.
Well, it's written down here, Stinks.
I know. Yeah. But it's not really a nickname, is it?
Come on, you citizens. No one ever sings that.
Have you ever made a citizen's arrest?
No, Stinks.
I'd like to make one.
Arrested a Man City fan.
That's a double citizen, isn't it? I am arresting you. You are under a citizen's arrest.
Nobody cares on the basis that we've seen this. It's been a systematic pulling apart of City's achievement by the national media, written and verbal, for years now. And at the end of the day, you know, yes, we've got 115 charges. Nothing has been proven. The whole basis of justice in this country is being completely ignored when it comes to Manchester City. So this weekend, we had the surprise results at the weekend. Great weekend for Man City. Last night, in the Daily Mail, an article appears talking about how much deep water Man City are in because of 115 charges. Not one shred of new information in that article. The timing is not a coincidence.
Yeah, but Lee, stop. You're talking about timing. What everybody in football wants to know is why have the Manchester City charges not been heard?
But, Jeff, that's your responsibility in the media to inform yourselves and educate people on that.
Well, you educate us. Educate us now, then. Lee, educate us now. Why have they not been heard yet?
Because this is not a simple breach of financial fair play. This is an allegation of a major international, multinational executive and government, by the way, of different countries, fraud. It is not the same as a simple breach of financial fair play.
But you would accept there's a cloud hanging over City?
Well, of course there is until it gets heard. But at the end of the day, that cloud is being drawn up by the media as much as anybody else. It's your duty as the media to inform people about why. You have financial experts like Stefan Borsten who come on and clearly explain why this takes such a long time, but it doesn't play to the popularist opinion. So you don't regurgitate that. What you do instead, not just you, Jeff, I'm not saying this is the media in general, is you talk about, well, why hasn't it been heard? Why hasn't it been heard? It's been explained why it hasn't been heard. And it is going to be heard, but it takes time.
But you understand when Stephen, who admittedly is a Manchester United fan, for instance, comes on and says, you are buying time to wait for new rules.
No, the new rules, because, again, it's uneducated. The new rules, if a new law came in today, but I broke the law 5 years ago, I would be tried according to the old law. at the end of the day, so that it doesn't make any difference about the new rules whatsoever. We've already been charged. We already have to answer those charges. Like Everton and Forest have already been punished for the financial fair play rules that are in now. It will not change that the rules change next year. But the media has a responsibility to educate people on it, because people are talking and making assessments and making judgments. Nobody believes City are entitled to a fair hearing here. Everybody has already decided that we are guilty and we should be relegated.
Brilliant. Lee, you made the point really well. Well done, mate.
TalkSport Daily.
Chelsea, annoyingly, just about beat Everton. I think it was 6-0. That was at the Bridge, thanks to four goals from Cole Palmer.
Anyway, the match was partly remembered, Sting. So what was partly remembered for? Hold on. I've forgotten, you know.
Partly remembered.
Partly remembered, says
it. Jay, give me all your memories of the match. But now tell
four
me...
Four goals, three...
Now tell me what you partly remember from it.
Do you know what, Stinks? Manuweki and Jackson act like school children. And who's going to take the penalty in the second half? Honestly, mate, embarrassing stuff.
Ali McCoist actually said...
No, Stinks, that's my line, matey.
No, it doesn't matter. I'll do the line. Give me the mic.
Stinks.
No, give me the mic. Just let me have a go. Stinks. I always do this link. I've done this every single time.
Just give me the mic.
No, you give me the mic.
Stinks, I want the mic. It's my... It says there. My line.
This is Ali McCoist saying that Chelsea were embarrassed by their behaviour. Yeah, I sort of know what it means.
The reason he should take the pen is because when he's on the pitch, he takes them and he scores them. So Madueke knows that. He's the regular main man in the team. Madueke's just got in the team. He wants to impress. I get it. But understand your place. The best player in your team is Cole Palmer. He's going to take the pen. He got the pen.
5-0.
I don't know why he's fighting with Jackson. Him and Jackson both want it. Then they're fighting with each other.
I don't know. It seemed a little bit unnecessary, really, didn't it? But, you know, it added to the entertainment.
I would normally defend them to a certain degree, Jeff, right, by saying I'd rather have four or five fighting over it than nobody want to take it, right? That would have been my normal train of thought. However, that was embarrassing. It was. I tell you what's embarrassing about it as well. I've seen Cole Palmer score two penalties, I think, well into the 90s. I saw him score an equaliser in an unbelievable game against Manchester City.
Yeah.
And I saw him score an equaliser, I think, in the might have been the 100th minute against Manchester United. I didn't see too many cues and fights for the ball then when he stepped up and showed a bit of, you know what, to go and take it and stick it away. Listen, Jeff, Emdy can take a penalty at 4-0, 3-0, 4-0. Emdy can take it because it effectively doesn't matter. He's the responsibility you look at players is when it's that exactly that situation I'm telling you. When Man City are winning 4-3 at your ground in the 95th minute and you get a penalty, that's when you show a bit of responsibility. I thought it looked childish. I thought it looked amateurish. And it was the only downside, really, on a wonderful night.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
TalkSport Daily.
£1,000 for the championship now on automatic hopeful Southampton and their clash with Preston.
The South Coast is a good place to be tonight, Adrian. Full time here, Southampton 3, Preston 0. The Saints keep their hopes of automatic promotion well and truly alive with a victory that reduces the gap between them and the top three to just 3 points. All the business was done first half, a range of classy goals, including a Che Adams brace and an Adam Armstrong strike from distance. Southampton overpowered Preston physically, technically. 3 wins in a row. Momentum is well and truly behind them.
TalkSport Daily.
Matchroom and Queensbury's 5-versus-5 card was released this week. What are you released this week, Jay? Actually, don't answer that. No. Former world champion Carl the Frampton Frampton was amongst the guests on TalkSport's Fight on TalkSport's Fight Night Extra podcast. He gave his reaction to Deontay the Wilder Wilder against Zhile Zhang Zhang being confirmed as part of the lineup.
What's his nickname, Zhile Zhang? He's just sort of going, oh, Gilles. Is it Gilles?
The Zhangmeister.
Zhangy.
The Zhangmeister General. The Zhangster. Hold on, Zhangster rap.
That's very good.
You like that?
I like it.
That's nice.
Both guys, dangerous favourite, both guys. I think that both of them, I mean, the issues that they have in fighters, they gas, both of them.
Yeah.
And I think that I can't really see this fight going the distance. I think that someone gets knocked out. Who gets knocked out, I don't really know. Probably the one that unravels first.
Well, I think it's one of those fights, isn't it? They're both at that stage of their career where they both have to roll the dice.
Yeah.
They can't be negative anymore. They're coming off the defeats and whatnot. You go, this is the last roll of the dice for the winner.
Well, you say that, but Zhang was very strong in the first seven rounds
Of
that
Parker
fight. Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, Gareth,
very strong. Dropped him twice, walked him into the corners, dominated him. Parker was amazing. Then he just had a dump.
What I'm saying, in this Super League of heavyweights that we've got out there at the moment in Saudi Arabia and the investment of the Saudis, you go like the winner keeps himself very much in the frame of big fights. Absolutely. So that's what I'm saying. It's one of those, because they're both coming off defeats, it's one of those where you look at and go, you know what?
Yeah.
This is a you know, a must win for both of them, and they will roll the dice. They know what's needed.
We're finishing with...
are we?
Well, Watford striker, Troy D. What is his nickname, D? Troy Z.
Dino. Yeah.
Claiming that Jamie O'Hara...
The knee. Troy D. Knee, isn't it? Head, shoulders, knees and toes would be his nickname.
The knee. Claiming that O'Hara thinks he's good at everything.
What would O'Hara's nickname be?
I've got one for him, Steve.
Go on, say it. We'll bleep it out.
Absolutely.
And don't play Andy Goldstein for money. Because he is. I mean, I think he's off to the World Championship. Barry's offered him a slot there. He's could be a bit of a bandit if he wants to.
Next
TalkSport
trophy, I was suggesting, but Paul said Andy will just win it. It's pointless.
He probably he probably would, but that's not a bad idea. Yeah, I imagine O'Hara thinks he's a pretty decent Paul player.
Everyone thinks they're a good.
Oh,
Paul
Jamie
player.
Thinks he's good at everything, though. That's the problem. We all know that. So we'll leave the golf to Jamie, and we'll stick to Paul.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. I think alongside Gabby Bonahore.
You think, okay, well, I'm back in the sports bar from 10. They have another one of these TalkSport Daily Problems out first thing in the morning. Hit the subscribe button, the 5-star view, all of that. Just keep hitting it.
Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.